Welcome, everyone. This is the February 18th, 2025 meeting of the Central Business District HDLC Architectural Review Committee. Roll call: Ashley King present, Robbie Cangelosi absent, Randy Hutchison absent, Miriam Salas present, Robert Boyd present. We have three members constituting a quorum. The second item on the agenda are the minutes of the last meeting. Are there any comments or is there a motion?
A motion to approve them.
Second.
Ashley King makes a motion to approve the minutes. It's seconded by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, the first application on the agenda is 1000-1006 Canal Street. You have a seat, and can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, it's John Rupley, and it's 1700 Josephine Street, Suite 201.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for changes to a previously approved new storefront at the Roosevelt Way elevation of a contributing rated two-story commercial building. This, the signage on this building has been, it is on the classic sign registry, and that includes the paint. So all of the signage has to be retained to keep that classic sign status, so that is why this is coming back for change.
Yes. Okay.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes, after last meeting and finding out that the entirety of the historic sign needed to be kept, I revised the elevation to include the historic sign. And So pretty much it's, coincidentally, it's kind of like the current configuration. My client did want as many transom windows as possible, but in terms with the marquee and the historic sign, that only pertains to one bay. And each of the doors is 3 feet wide for egress and their high missile impact. And I believe that this configuration kind of is a balance between giving my client his transom windows at least in one bay and retaining the historic signage.
So right across the main entry, right, you're pulling the wall out to be flush with the pilasters on either side.
Correct.
And that's the sign is attached to that surface.
Yes.
But when that sign turns horizontal, that plaster surface is recessed the depth of the pilaster. So you see the pilasters on the second level.
Yes.
Are they flush with the face, the new face of plaster at the opening?
Yes.
Okay, and then the panel, spandrel panel below the windows on the second floor, what plane are those in? Those set back from the pilaster?
Let's see.
Oh, like it's all got infill currently.
Oh, yeah, currently. We're going to make that the same plane, and we're going to break that that strength band to allow the signage to pass through. So yes, that panel below the second floor windows would be in the same plane as the signage and above.
Are you talking about this here? Right?
How? Okay, so are
that
you taking
here?
The arrow
yeah,
off?
Yeah, that square's like infilled the pilasters.
That rectangle there.
We may
there.
Have to.
Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, that's a kind of a means and methods question.
But basically.
But it looks like it's the historic condition.
Okay, I will actually walk past this building last week because I was on the way to somewhere. It's a hodgepodge
of
different planes.
Oh,
and I think essentially, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is the intent is to just keep the existing masonry where you find it.
Yes.
Underneath this. And underneath the second floor windows, there's probably some type of masonry there. Mm-hmm. Robert, that you're pointing out, and we're just going to restore that masonry.
Correct.
Is that correct? And then below that band, the plane of the stucco will continue with where it is existing.
Yes, the intention is not to disrupt the existing signage as much as possible.
Oh, and also not, so basically what stucco is stucco, that claim will continue.
Yes.
Correct, and what's masonry is masonry. So we're not doing any dramatic changes in plane in terms of removing of existing material.
No, the only portion that would be on would be, well, I guess it's, we wouldn't be removing any stucco. It'd be the second floor, the pilasters on the second floor, and mm-hmm. the historic images that's just exposed brick. Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell. Or it may be painted. Well, no, on the side it looks like it's just exposed brick. So.
There is currently, talking about hodgepodge, a ton of conduits expose everything that's coming in, the condensation lines, drip lines, the ATM is powered by like a exposed, I think that's a great ATM power for the lighting on the canopy. So all of that is being removed and doing, what's kind
of?
I don't see annotations on your drawing, so I'm hoping that this is going to be like, the finished product is going to be clean and all of those afterthoughts.
I assume they take this opportunity to hide any exposed wiring and condensate bars and such.
What about, like, if you see in the photo, right mm-hmm. above where it says Voodoo Liquor, like those float lights, and then there's a ton of cables hanging from there, which I don't know.
Right. I don't believe it's intended for those wires to be hanging right there.
But it would be nice to see a note calling that, because it's not in a note, the contract is not going to pick it up.
Yeah, for sure. We're taking this opportunity to do this intervention.
Yeah, so, what about the floodlights about the boat, the blue side?
I believe the floodlights on the corner more for security for the liquor store. So.
No, I understand the need for security, but they don't seem to be the appropriate application there. So will that be also an opportunity to...
Oh, to change the floodlights out?
Mm-hmm. Something more.
I've talked to my client about that. I'm sure he'd probably want to keep them. Mm-hmm. But I understand that the existing exposed wires that are just dangling, that's something that we can address.
Even if you clean the other side, with all of that in the facade, it's going to still look good.
Robert, did I address here?
No.
Okay.
I'm still confused.
Okay.
If you look at the existing photo, mm-hmm. that arrow, it's all in one plane with the half shell, right? It's all mm-hmm. one plane.
Yeah.
But if you look at the drawing, the wall behind the horizontal part of the arrow, you're restoring it back to its original condition, and so that portion of the wall recesses back. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, it's right.
Either the sign is now sitting proud, or you are going to actually keep that portion of wall.
Like infill or whatever it is.
So I just want to understand how you're doing that.
Yes, no, I see your concern.
Yeah.
The intention would be to have it recessed as it is, like historically, in like this two bays, I guess closer to O'Keefe.
Okay.
But yeah, since the signage is there, it needs to be in the same plane. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're gonna have to underneath the second floor windows in those two bays closest to canal, pertaining to this portion of the project.
Yeah, that corner one you might be able to restore, but the other two.
Yeah. Like the two above the marquee can be recessed, or they currently are recessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna. But the sign needs to be in the same plane unless they're gonna like extend the anchors to somehow.
Or add blocking or something to fur it out.
Well, that's what we're asking you. We're trying to understand what your intent is there.
The intention was to have it recessed. I will talk to the contractor, see what is, I guess, the least invasive to the historic signage in terms of damage. And but yeah, if we can get it would be better to have it recessed and I guess have longer anchor points to get that signage. But if it means like disrupting the sign and damaging it in any way, then I'd say we just keep it in the same plane. But that's a means and methods question that
I'm not sure if it's a means and methods.
Well, in terms of what's better for the historic signage. It's a
matter of detailing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, I think for this committee is it how much of
way.
I was saying, so for this committee, how much does it How much of a concern is it if underneath those two middle windows is recessed brick versus stucco as it currently stands? Like, are we okay with one way or the other, or is there a strong preference?
I think since it's sort of existing and you wouldn't be touching it, what's there right now, I guess as much as I'd love to see all of these pilasters exposed, right, and the little panel below the windows exposed everywhere,
right.
In this location, because it's existing, I would be fine seeing that stay exactly the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's me. That's my...
I guess we could probably remove that string course that cuts through the arrow.
Yeah.
Just in that plane where it interrupts the sign.
But then you are extending the stucco to the edge of the third pilaster by the H.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you're proposing, is extend the stucco there?
Proposing extend the stucco.
So it would have to receive.
So if you look at your drawing versus what's there, see how the stucco by the H stops midway through the pilaster.
Correct.
And your drawing is extending that all the way to the side of the pilaster. So, like, are you extending the stucco, or are you just leaving it exactly how it is?
Yeah.
Let's see. We're going to probably just keep it the way it is.
Then that looks weird. I mean, there is something in that by the edge and that intersection. If you see it in the current photo, it looks odd, right? Like, so picking it down and then extending it down, or it's just that corner. That's what it seems to make it look like.
So here, we could extend that. Since the stucco kind of dies in the middle of that pilaster, we could extend it to the
further side. Yeah, to touch the other side.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about.
More cohesive, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of cleans up that facade.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Sort of cleans up the
cover. Yeah, it's bringing this line. Because it's here, right?
Mm-hmm. And then could I make one more suggestion?
Sure.
So on those main entry doors, you're now bringing the pilasters down to the ground level on either side of those entry doors, right?
Right.
Could you at least introduce an expansion joint, a control joint, to bring that pilaster all the way down?
Yeah. Mm. That's good. Makes sense.
On both sides. Yeah.
See, add a line right there. So that it reads as if the entire, just like you've got this pilaster coming.
Just on that one? Or
and
I mean,
the one
if we
on
did
the
it
right.
on the other side, it would cut through the signage.
Yeah,
but
it'd
I mean,
be behind it.
In terms of the study.
Yeah.
It's a minor little thing, but.
And actually helps with constructability, right, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a lot of openings that are like some kind of ventilation beam in existing. In the current, but obviously they're not in their elevation. Is the intent to find another path for those ventilation requirements? Because this one here.
Oh, yeah,
under the balcony is a large one.
Yeah, that large one. I think that's a window down near the fire escape.
That's a window?
I believe it was when I was out there. I think it's just a fixed light window. But yes, above the signage, it does look, I mean, above the right side of the marquee, it looks like there's a grill.
And then to the right side of ATM, there is another one, I think.
What do we know about the classic sign regarding the marquee?
It is the marquee, and so it's called the Piccadilly and the half shell, so it's the full thing.
So what is the intention of the refurbishment of the marquee? Is it to...
I believe, according to, I guess, the language and the signage ordinance or whatnot, it needs to read Piccadilly Lounge.
Yeah.
As it formerly did.
Right. Because what my concern is, right now it's shown as blank, and I wouldn't want it to be misconstrued by the current owner that it could be something otherwise.
Mm. Right. I believe... there's a portion of the signage, I think, if you go further down, you can see it from the other side.
Yeah, the other side is fully there.
I'm just curious about that.
It's like old English lettering.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. because that needs to be restored.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 1006 Canal Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or a motion?
This is only coming from signage perspective. We say a motion to approve and any additional detailing and stuff there.
And do we want to add the comments about the stucco?
You are that only hurt.
About
in that will in the letter.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas. Is there a second?
I'll second.
A second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
In the letter, make sure that you mention about the exposed conduit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck with
your
project.
Thank you.
All right, short and sweet. The next item has been withdrawn, so that concludes the meeting of the CBD ARC.
Thank you.